All right, let's take our Bibles, go to Matthew chapter number 10. Matthew chapter number 10 this morning. I am thankful that I get to go first. Because I mean, you got what? 15, 16 preachers? Inevitably, somebody's going to, I mean, the guy that's last, I really feel bad for him. Because it's like, what do you do? You guys know me. I don't change a whole lot of things. We're going to finish up. I've got one last lesson about people around the cross. And so we're going to finish that up this week. It's what we were on course for, so that's what we're going to do. People around the cross series that we did. Matthew chapter number 10. Let's look at verse number 38. Matthew chapter 10, look at verse 38. Bible says, "And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. He that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink of into one of these little ones a cup of cool water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward." Let's pray this morning. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for the opportunity that you give us to come to your house. Thank you for the safety you give everyone here this morning. And Lord, it's an honor to be here. It's an honor to stand behind this pulpit and teach a lesson out of your word, Lord. And thank you for the generations, the many generations that have stood behind this pulpit, Lord, and the things that we owe them, the sacrifices that they've made, Lord, we don't take that for granted. We don't take that lightly. And Lord, it's our 50th anniversary this week, and it's a big deal, Lord. And I thank you for that. Thank you for the 50 years that you've given us here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. And Lord, I pray that we would just continue to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, we've talked a lot about different people over the past, we've kind of spread this out over more than 13 weeks, but we've talked about different people. You know, we've talked about the ladies around the cross, and we've talked about the disciples around the cross, and we've talked about Pilate there at the cross. We've talked about the centurion at the cross. And so we can go to all these different people at the cross, but the truth of the matter is we've all also, if you would, in your mind, you know, we've all kind of taken every Sunday we've done this, we've kind of taken a trip to the cross. And we try to, I don't know, maybe visualize what it would be to be there at that moment. And if you, in your mind, if you have taken that trip, you also, in a way, you also have stood at that cross. Okay? And so that's what we're going to talk about this morning is you and the cross, or me and the cross. Because we've talked about all these other people, and I think it's applicable, and we can pull stories out of each one of their lives and an application out of each one of their lives. But at some point, folks, we all stand at the cross. And there is something that we all have to decide at the cross. And I'm going to draw several applications this morning. But, you know, one of the things we all have to decide, and this is kind of an obvious, but I think it needs to be stated, is the fact that we all have to decide to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And I know this is a Sunday school, the main Sunday school service for the adults, but the truth of the matter is, every one of us stand at a crossroads in our life. And you have to choose whether you're going to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, or you're going to try to figure out your own way to get to heaven. Me and Brother Joseph was talking just Friday or Saturday about that. You know, there's basically two ways that people think they can get to heaven. Either you accept Jesus Christ and the gift that he gave to you, or you try to do it yourself. And that's basically the two ways. There is no, I mean, you can sum them up, but it's either people try to work your way to heaven and they try to outweigh the good works over the bad works, or you accept the gift that was given at Calvary from Jesus Christ. So we all stand at a crossroads there. But one of the things I want to talk about this morning is the fact of taking a cross. Now, it's interesting, if you look at Matthew chapter 10, look at verse number 38. Again, the Bible says, "And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. And I never thought of it in this context before, but Jesus is stating this before he ever went to the cross. Okay? I guess in my mind, you know, you think of that statement, he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. You almost think of that as being a post crucifixion story, because in my mind anyway, maybe I'm the only one that thinks that way. In my mind, Jesus is using that picture of what he just went through, and then, hey, you need to carry your cross too. And most of us, that's the way we kind of tell it, is Jesus bore the cross for us, we need to bear it. But here, Jesus is actually stating this before he ever went to the cross, okay? So in the disciples' minds, I almost wonder if there was a question of, you know, what did he mean by you got to take up your cross? Because at this point, he hadn't died on the cross yet. So I don't know if there was maybe a question in their mind about that, but the Bible says, he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. Let's go to Matthew chapter number 16. Here again is another reference in this that is before the crucifixion. Matthew chapter number 16, verse number 24. Bible says, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Go to Luke chapter number 9. Luke chapter number 9. We're going to look at three of the Gospels have this recorded in it. Luke chapter number 9, look at verse number 23. The Bible says, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Let's look at Luke chapter number 14. Flip over just a couple pages. Luke chapter number 14. Look at verse number 27. Luke chapter 14, verse number 27. The Bible says, and whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So we have here, we've got, you know, what is, Brother Chad, what does it mean to bear a cross? And I think there are, we're going to have, like I said, several different, you can apply it in several different ways. I'm going to mention a few things this morning. And I want to mention, and we're going to talk about this man later, but there's a man in the Bible, and he's mentioned in three of, you know, in the Gospels. His name is Simon of Cyrene. And we're going to look at him just a little bit this morning also. But I want to first of all mention this. A disciple of Jesus must bear a cross. There are three requirements for those who want to be a disciple of Jesus. All right, if you go back to Luke chapter number 9, Luke chapter number 9, we were just there. Luke chapter number 9, verse number 23, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, here's the first thing, let him deny himself. Deny himself. You know, denying yourself, I think, is one of the biggest things, at least me, Chad Gordon, trying to live the Christian life. This is probably the biggest thing that's hard for me, is denying myself, okay? Because our flesh, you know, we fight the flesh, the world, and the devil, and honestly, you know, quite honestly, I don't think the devil has to do much for most of us, right. At least for me, all right? I'll just say that, for me. I don't think that the devil, and that's not a good thing, all right? I don't think that the devil is actively... most of the time, I think for most of us, our flesh takes care of giving us enough problems. Pastor Robert Ross always said, you know, the person you're going to fight the most during a day is the person you look at in the mirror every day. And that is true. You know, it's not the fact that, man, I'm just going through a satanic attack. You know, that's not the truth most of the time. It's just the fact I'm stinking lazy. Okay, and I'm just being honest with you, because that's just me. It's not the fact that, you know, the world, it's not, you know, honestly, it's not the, you know, what we would call the worldly sins. Well, that's the sin of the world. You know, I have no desire to drink alcohol. I have no desire to do drugs. I have no desire. I mean, you started going down the list. I really don't have any desire to do that. Okay? But not give my time to serve the Lord, that's real easy for me to do. Okay? It's real easy for me to just be like, I ain't got time to make those few extra visits this week. Right. Why? Because, you know, because I'm out living a party life? No. It's nothing wrong. It's just the fact that I don't want to deny myself what I want to do. Right. You know, and I really believe this. You have time. I have time to do what we want to do. And that's a very convicting statement. Well, I ain't got time to do this. I ain't got time to do that. I ain't got time to do this. I ain't got time. What do you have time to do? You know, we knock on doors and we talk to people and, man, we'd like you to come to church on Sunday. Well, I work every other day and I work on Sundays and I just work 7 days a week and I'm working all the time. I'm sorry. And like I said, most of you know me. I work as much as anybody out there. I put in pastor puts in as many hours as anyone else out there. It's your choice of where you want to put your hours. God gave us the same amount of hours every week. God gave us the same amount of minutes every day. What are you doing with them? Well, I got to get 8 hours of sleep. No, you don't. I'm just being straight up. Well, I'm just so tired. Okay, then, all right, so you're sleeping your life away.
Come on.
No, nobody likes that. You know why we don't like that? It's because you got to tell your flesh in the morning when your alarm clock goes off, I got to get out of bed and I got to accomplish something with my life. Okay? We don't like doing that. That's just the truth of it. Okay? It's not the world that gives me a lot of problems most of the time. It's my stinking flesh. And you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, you got to deny yourself. You got to put yourself, you know, we sing the song, I wasn't in here for the whole opening. Jesus and others and you, what a wonderful way to spell joy. And you know that third person is you. And you're putting Jesus first, others second. And you come in at the tail end and our flesh doesn't like that. My flesh especially. I don't know about everyone else's, but my flesh doesn't like it. All right? My flesh don't like getting up in the mornings. Okay? My flesh doesn't like taking extra time. And I've always got an excuse. I'm just being honest with you. I've got an excuse for why I can spend my time doing something else. Well, this is what I'm going to do. And I can just, you know, it's amazing how much I can justify doing. In the guise of, you know, of helping, you know, people. But Jesus said, let him deny himself. Jesus set the example. He declared his determination to do God's will over his own will. Let's go to John chapter number 4. John chapter number 4, verse number 34. John chapter 4, verse 34. The Bible says, Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. If you're familiar with this story, this is right here is the story of when Jesus sat on the well and the lady came to Jesus and Jesus led this lady to the Lord and talked about the living water. And where were the disciples right now? They were going to get something to eat. Now, is there anything wrong with eating? No, hallelujah, I love it. Okay? It's a hobby of mine. Okay? And there's nothing wrong with eating, but if we're not careful, what did Jesus do here? I'm sure he was hungry. I'm sure he was tired. The disciples were, so why wouldn't Jesus be? And he said, and the disciples went to find food. And Jesus sat there, why? Because in his divine knowledge, he knew that this woman was going to come to the well. Okay, I understand that. But it wasn't like, hi, how are you? You're here to get water. Because this is what I would do. I'll talk to you for a few minutes, but the disciples are going to be back in just a few minutes, and it's going to be time to eat. And we hurry through things when God sets up a divine appointment, and we've got, got to go. And if we're not careful, we start denying, we start denying the will of the Father in order to appease to satisfy our fleshly desires. But Jesus said here, my meat, because the disciples asked him, basically, hey, aren't you hungry? He's like, I've had meat to eat that you know not of. My meat is to do the will of the Father, okay? And to finish his work. John 6:38, I'll read this. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed to the Father, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Jesus put forth this self-denial so we have an example of that in our lives. And listen, like I said, it's most of the time it's just my flesh doesn't want to do it.
Right.
Like I said, I can find time to do most of what I want to do. Yeah. Are you busy? Yeah. Is sometimes, you know, we put everything in a time slot, and sometimes things take longer and everything just runs together. But what are your priorities? Where are your priorities? Where's my priorities? This is convicting for me too. Where are my priorities? What am I doing? So self-denial, let him deny himself. So in Luke chapter number 9, he says, and if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Blessed Hope Baptist Church, the last 50 years, listen folks, is built on men and women that denied themselves. And that's honestly, yeah, there's crosses that people had to bear. But when it really comes down to it, if we can't get past, Jesus said the first thing, I'll be willing to bear a cross, not if you're not willing to deny yourself. Okay? And you know, the Sunday school classes, it would be easier on a Sunday morning for a Sunday school teacher not to have to teach a Sunday school class. It's easier just to sit in a pew and listen. Okay? It's easier for a bus person to not ride a bus in the morning. It's easier. You don't have to get up early. You don't have to deal with, you know, yelling, shouting kids. It's easier. Okay? It's easier not to go to a work day. It's easier not to go on visitation. It's just easier. But what's the will of the Father? Because if we're not willing to deny ourselves, we'll never get to the bearing the cross part. Okay? Secondly, so self-denial, let him deny himself. Secondly, take up your cross. Luke chapter number 9, Bible says, and if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Secondly, take up his cross daily. It's a daily thing. This is a daily decision. Listen, folks, I don't know what Christ will ask you to bear, all right? But are you willing to serve Jesus no matter what cross comes with it? Whatever cross comes with it. Now, I got thinking about this. Like I said, Jesus said this before he ever went to the cross. But crucifixion was not an uncommon practice by the Romans back then. So they knew in their mind, they knew what it looked like for a man to go walking down the middle street of the town with bearing a cross. Now, think about this. The cross wasn't just the load that they were carrying, okay? The cross was their method of execution. They were carrying on their shoulder the very thing that would take their life, okay? They were. I mean, you think about that. It's, you know, it's like somebody sitting in an electric chair and happened to flip the switch themselves, okay? They were taking with them the very tool that was used to kill them. And you think about, all right, in the Christian life, what is, you know, the Apostle Paul said, I die what? Daily. I die daily. I have this cross and I have to bear it. And Jesus said, you need to take up your cross when? Daily. Well, I've been through some tough things in my life. Well, I'm glad that's over. That's in the past. Done with that trial. What did Jesus say? Well, what about your daily cross? Your daily cross. This is a daily decision. Listen, folks, every one of us is going to be asked to bear a cross that's heavy. You know, you think about a cross, Brother Ali and some of the other guys, we had to put up some new mast for our playground boat out here just to make them. I mean, it's been out there, I don't know how long now, 10 years or something. It's hard to believe how long it's been out there. But we replaced it, and we replaced it with, from 4x4s, we put 6x6s in, okay? And they're 16 foot tall, all right? Now, I do pole barns. I build pole barns sometimes. And we're putting 6x6 posts up that are 20, 24 foot tall. And you got to sit them up in a hole. That's not an easy thing, okay? And you think about a guy having to carry. Now, I don't think that the Romans, you know, we have a in Christian clip art. I don't know if clip art's the right word. Photography. We very much have a picture perfect cross. You know, we have this as a picture perfect cross. I don't think that the Romans necessarily took time to hew down, you know, into slabs of beautiful wood. And, you know, we make our crosses pretty, okay? It's a representation of our beliefs and stuff like that. I don't necessarily think that, but it had to be big enough to stick a man on. Okay, so at least, you know, you're talking 4x4, 6x6 size, and that's heavy. But it's not just the fact that, okay, well, I could do that. Could you do it after you had just been, you know, deprived of all nutrients that your body needed for however long? You've been whipped so your body doesn't even look like a man, which is what the Bible says. And you've gone through all that. I read one doctor said that if you are stressed enough that when you sweat, your body produces blood, okay? Your whole body is completely sensitive to touch, okay? And then you've just been flogged with a cat of nine tails. Your body's been ripped apart. And then somebody says, you got to carry this cross up a hill. Well, that wasn't an easy thing. That was not an easy thing for them to do. And you listen, folks, God's going to ask us to go through some things that aren't easy in life. Nothing compared to what Jesus did for us. Okay? None of us have ever been asked to carry a literal physical cross. You know, I kind of chuckle at the guy. I don't know who he is. But he walks around and he carries a cross, you know, up and down the roads of the highways. And he's got a little lawnmower tire on the back of it. Okay? And I mean, I guess, you know, hey, that's his way of, but that's not what Jesus carried, okay? Jesus didn't have a lawnmower tire on the back of his. And listen, you gotta be willing to, number one, deny yourself. Number two, take up your cross. And then thirdly, you gotta follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. I think of, let's go to Matthew chapter 27. I like people in the Bible. I like learning about people. I like just pulling out different people. Matthew chapter number 27. Look at verse number 32. The Bible says, "And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross." This Simon of Cyrene. Now, we don't, honestly, this is the only time that he's mentioned. I mean, he's mentioned in the Gospels, but this is the only time that we ever are introduced to Simon of Cyrene, okay? And I love the story of Simon, the little bit that we are given about Simon, okay? Simon of Cyrene. Say, "Bro Chad, we don't know much about him, okay? Where was Cyrene?" Cyrene is in the northern part of Africa, kind of in the Libya part. Many people, and I don't know, there is no evidence of either way, okay? But many people think he was a black man just because he was from the northern part of Africa, okay? Is there, Brother Chad, is there a proof of that? No, there is no proof that he was black or he could have been a transplanted Jew. I mean, this was the time of the Passover time. He could have been a Jew that lived there and came for the feast times. I mean, we don't really know. But you think about, okay, you've got a criminal walking down a road, right, carrying their crosses. There was one, I don't know if they went in order, I don't know if there was a thief and then Jesus and then another thief, like we have them on, you know, we have how they were put on the crosses, I don't know. But Simon had to follow Jesus, and Simon had to bear a cross. And I think in some ways, you think about Simon, the Bible says he was compelled. He didn't have a choice in the cross that he was asked to carry. He was compelled. That means a Roman soldier yanked him out of a crowd and made him carry that cross. Okay? I think in some ways, as he's carrying this cross, I don't know what thoughts, you know, I tried to put myself in his shoes. What thoughts were going through his head? This isn't fair. Right? I mean, it wasn't his cross. He didn't do anything wrong. And I think in our lives, it's like, this isn't fair. I've been there. It's not like I've carried any heavy crosses in life, what we call, you know, a cross to bear. But in life, you come to these things, it's like, that's not fair moments, okay? And we all have those that's not fair moments, okay? And as we come to those crosses, it's like, that's not fair. Why am I the one that has to carry this? What about him? He could carry it. This guy that's standing next to me. And I don't know why Simon was chosen. It may have been, maybe he was, maybe the Roman soldier, if he was a different, had a different color skin, maybe they picked him out just because there's a certain amount of mocking and jeering and throwing of things that I think those criminals, you know, you think about it as they're going out, you know, it's a humiliating thing to be a part of. That whole process was. But Simon carried that cross. One of the other places, he is called Simon, the father of Rufus and Alexander. Rufus and Alexander. Now, who is Rufus and Alexander? I don't know. But I do know that in the gospel, when Paul wrote later on in Romans, he mentions a Rufus and an Alexander. I've mentioned this before. Sometimes, folks, it's not about the cross that I'm required. Well, this isn't fair, so I don't want to carry this cross. I'm just going to leave, and I'm not going to do this. What about your kids? What did your kids see you do? Okay? And I don't know. Chad, who is Rufus and Alexander? I don't know, but God saw fit to mention them in the Bible, okay? Along with Simon of Cyrene. He was willing to carry his cross. He was willing to follow Christ. You must be willing to follow Jesus above all. Brother Chad, what if the cross that I'm asked to bear gets too heavy for me to carry? Hebrews chapter 12, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Why? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Bertrand, what if I'm asked to carry this cross that's too heavy? Okay, and this is kind of a side note. But listen, like folks, crosses in life are heavy enough. Hebrews chapter number 12 says something. Looking unto Jesus, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside what? Every weight. Listen, folks, life's hard enough. Why would you go make it harder by doing stupid stuff? All right, I'm just throwing that out there. If God's asked you to carry a cross, why would you put suitcase weights on it? Okay, life's hard enough as it is. Why would you go out? And you know what the Bible calls it? There's two different things. It's a weight and it's a sin. Let's lay aside every weight and, so that's two, and the sin. And many times in life, it's like, I just can't do this. I can't carry this. And we're trying to, you know, you've got your four suitcase weights over here off your tractor, and you're trying to carry those, and you're trying to carry your cross. And God said, I'll help you carry your cross. I'll give you the strength to carry a cross, but maybe you should lose that extra weight that you're carrying around. All that extra stuff, remember what I said, we have to deny ourselves. The whole denying thing is losing those weights, all right? Well, I just can't get victory over this. Are you feeding it? Well, I can't get victory over pornography. And are you feeding it? Because you won't get victory. Well, it's just something I got to bear. That's a bunch of baloney. That's a weight that you picked up. And when you pick up a weight, you know the beautiful thing about picking up a weight is you can set it back down, okay? I don't know what Simon was carrying as he was standing there. Bible says he came from the country. I don't know what that means, okay? But maybe he came to town and he was carrying things, okay? Maybe he just had a stick in his hand, a walking stick. But when somebody asked him to carry a cross and he was compelled, it was his cross, he had to carry it. He didn't have a choice. I don't see a choice here that Simon said, not today, guys. It was something he had to do. You know what I think Simon did? Whatever he had in his hands, I think he laid to the side. I don't think he still tried to carry, you know, still had his backpack on and was carrying all this stuff and then tried to carry the cross too. All right? He laid it to the side. Listen, folks, in my life, there again, denying self. Well, this is my stuff. This is my job. This is my hobby. This is my time. And so many times I'm not willing to lay aside. Well, I'm just getting overwhelmed. Jesus will never ask us to do more than what we can do. Jesus will never ask us to bear something that you cannot bear. He'll give you the strength to do it, but sometimes we get overwhelmed. Why? Because we're not willing to not deny self and lay aside just the weight, that all that extra stuff. Listen, I don't have time. As we sit there and we scroll through whatever, you know, this, not this necessarily, I got a flip phone still, this is the heaviest 13 ounces that most people carry. It is. It's more. There's more time spent. You see, we went to Dairy Queen yesterday. Me and my wife did. We did visiting, and we went to Dairy Queen. That's kind of our date time. Honestly, we go visit, and then we go, you know. And how many people did you see sitting? It happens. I mean, you go in any restaurant anymore. You got two people sitting across from each other, and both of them. Right. And they don't have time to build a good marriage. They don't have the time to build a good relationship. Why? Because they're just carrying a bunch of weight around. Well, I ain't got time to serve God. Well, get rid of the weight, and maybe you'll find a lot of more time. Okay? But the weight. But keeping your eyes on Jesus. Who did Simon follow? Jesus. The whole way to Golgotha. He followed Jesus. He followed right behind him. He may have had blood from Jesus. You think about it. I mean, he picked up that cross that Jesus was already carrying, I think. You know, he could feel the stickiness from the blood that Jesus... I wonder what was going through Simon's head as he walked there behind Jesus. I don't know. That man can't get there. But I'm gonna carry this cross. I'm gonna carry this cross to the finish. Okay? Let's be willing to carry our cross. Endure as he endured. So first of all, keep your eyes on Jesus. Endure as he endured. Jesus endured his cross. He toughed it out because it was necessary so that we can be saved. You may have to face some tough things, but it's part of your calling, then tough it out. Remember the joy. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him. Remember the joy that you will have when you reach the finish line. And hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Listen, in all of our lives, there's a finish line. I talk to older folks, you know, and you know, everyone says it's not easy getting old. Okay? But remember, there's a finish line. Just keep going. Just keep being, you know, I watch folks come into church, and it's like, man, I don't have a single excuse not to be at church. I watch them walk; they can barely walk in, and it's just like I walk back there. And Pastor last chapel, he took the young people back there, and he showed them all those people up on the wall. You know what? Those people finished. They finished, and we are sitting here today. Because they learned to deny themselves, they learned to take up their cross, and they learned to just follow Jesus. Amen. Through good times, through bad times. Did any of those people end up millionaires on that back wall? Not that I know of. But we're sitting here. Right. All right? We're sitting here. And you know what? We got to keep that legacy. For the next 50 years, the next 100 years, you know, this is my generation's time. To young adults, it's our time to sacrifice like they did. Because if we are not willing to sacrifice, it all goes away. It dies a natural death. Okay? Let's be willing to take up our cross, deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Jesus. Amen. Wherever that leads, whatever vision that is, just keep going, keep following. One step in front of the other. All right? Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for those that have gone on before us. In Hebrews chapter 12, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. And then we're given a challenge here, just to keep going, to keep looking at Jesus, to take up our cross, and just keep following. Lord, thank you for that cloud of witnesses that can't be here for the 50th. But God, I think they're pretty excited up in heaven about what's going on this week. And God, help me just to be faithful. God, I want my kids in another 30, 40 years, as we celebrate another anniversary, to look up on a wall and be able to say, yeah, my daddy was here. Yeah, there's so-and-so. He was a faithful member of the church, and he just served God, and he didn't live life for himself. God, help me to be a good example of that. Help us just to all just continue to bear the cross, deny self, and follow you. Thank you for all that you do for us. Bless the morning service, bless pastors who preaches, and help souls be saved. In Jesus' name, amen.